David Yoel Weiss, in one of his svarim, so he talks a little bit about this idea that Adam Arishan is Mesa Began Eden, but Hayu Malachi Asharis Soilun Loi Basa. So what was his Aara? His Aara was that this happened L'chayra before Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, right? Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas the day he was born. We learned the Gemara so many times together, Chumashir and in the Daf. Sanhedrin Lamed Ches on the days, Bechias Nitzdava, right? It happened literally that first day that he was born. Now, we know that fire wasn't created until Matzoy Shabbos. The reason we make a Bari Meyari Ish on Matzoy Shabbos, it's Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mandalet Amid Aleph, is because being that fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, so every Matzoy Shabbos, it's somehow Chayze V'neir, the Koyach of fire, and fire is its strongest on Matzoy Shabbos, and there's an idea, when you see something betokfai, that's the appropriate time to make a bracha. So if you're going to make a bracha on fire, you end up making a Matzoy Shabbos. But the point is, there was no fire yet on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, which was the day that Adam Arishan is eating from this basar and drinking from this wine. So Frater of W.O. Weiss, he's mutching a little bit that he doesn't understand how this happened if L'chayra, there was no fire. Now it's interesting, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, he says that Chazal said that Adam Arishan brought a carbon. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It's also a Gemara in the third parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that Adam Arishan brought a carbon. And he asks that how is Adam Arishan able to bring a carbon? L'chayra, for a carbon, you have to do a haktara. And for haktara, you need fire. If you had no fire, how is he bringing a carbon? The truth is, that kasha is not such a kasha, because even though there is a mitzvah saktara, but that's not the ikar mitzvah of the carbon, right? Anyone that learned kachem knows that the avoidus that I'm active in a carbon are the avoidus adam, which is shchita kabbaloi lachazrika. So maybe Adam Arishan, when he was going to bring his carbon, and a chinami, there wasn't going to be a haktara. He says that we know that Kaim and Hevel also brought karbonis, and the pasuk says vayisha Hashem to Hevel's carbon, but Alkai and Loisha, Rashi says, what does it mean, Vayisha Hashem? Chazering the Chumash Torah. What it means is that an Eish came down from Shemayim, Velichacha. So he says that you see that the way Hevel's carbon was Niskabel was an Eish Mishamayim. So it could be Adam Arishan already knew, Meirov Chachmasai. This is Adam Arishan, Kaidim Achet, that this is the way it's going to be. So he knew he could bring a carbon, and the Eish is going to be Yerid Mishamayim, and it was going to eat it up. Then he's Betzadet. I don't even know if Adam Arishan brought his carbon necessarily the day he was born. Like, when did he bring this carbon? The Gemara says he brought a carbon pretty early on. But maybe it was the second day. If it was the second day, maybe it was Matzoy Shabbos. Maybe it was Sunday. So at that point, maybe there would have been fire. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. In Bris, they say over, there's a well-known Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam says, he's talking about the Mokom HaMizbeach. And he says, HaMizbeach Mekoymei Mechuvim B'Yoyser. And he goes on and on talking about this special place. He says, "Umesiris biyadakov shamakim shabana by David ushloim hamizbeach begoyrin who amakim shabana me'avram hamizbeach." V'agadol v'yitzchak, right? The makim hamizbeach is where that keda happened. Who amakim shabana by noyak kishiyatz minatevo. Who hamizbeach shehikriv olav kain behevel. Ubay hikriv adam harishon kishenivra carbon. So the Rambam says one of the things that happened in that place was Ubay Hikriv Adam Arishan Kishanivra Karbon. And Bris, they say over from the Brisker Rav, he said that he didn't understand the Lashon HaRambam. Ubay Hikriv Adam Arishan Kishanivra. Obviously, he brought it when he was born. What, he brought it before he was born? Ubay Hikriv Adam Arishan Kishanivra Karbon. Obviously, when he was born. Ubay Hikriv Adam Arishan Karbon. What does it mean, Kishen Nivra? So Biskirov said, Vaistais, the Rambam's coming to say he brought the carbon the second he was born. As soon as he was born, that's when he brought the carbon. He said, why? He said, because Chazal say, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed. And one of them is an Avoida. And he understood the world can't have a Kiyom. It's impossible for the world to exist unless it's going to be a carbon. So if David Yael is Mesupikalo, he's being Mitzadid, when exactly? It's not clear so much from Chazal when Adam Rishon brought this carbon. Of in Brisk, Sezeyat Klar. In Brisk, it was Ubay Hikriv Adam Arishan Kishenivra Karbon. Obviously, when he was born. Now the Teretz says Miyad Kishenivra.